Good afternoon, everyone, and I hope that you're all enjoying Vermfest so far. It is my great pleasure to introduce three further very exciting poets to the festival. Tom Chivers was born in London in 1983, and earlier this year published his first collection, How to Build a City, which won the Crashaw Prize, as well as a pamphlet, The Terrors, which charts London's dark history in poetry. Anthony Joseph has called How to Build a City a rich, challenging collection that reflects all that is beautiful and disturbing in the city. These poems speak civic rhythms. As director of Penned in the Margins and co-director of the London Word Festival, Tom has also done much to revolutionise the London live poetry scene in recent years. Our second speaker is Astrid Lamper. She's here in Dublin from Holland. Her background is in theatre and in the visual arts, and, as with many of the poets at this festival, these sister disciplines have a great bearing on her poetry. She has published five collections, including De Mimen van Lara, or The Memes of Lara, which sees her imitating the synthetic Lara Croft, seducing us into a labyrinth of mystery, surprise, and danger. A chapbook is on sale at our stall. Philip Coleman will read translations. It would be impossible to do justice in a short introduction to our third reader, Stephen Rodfer, one of the most innovative American poets writing today. Associated with the modernism of Stein, Pound, and Williams, as well as with Frank O'Hara and the Black Mountain poets, his work is provocative, exhilarating, and unorthodox. He is also a painter and has exhibited widely. You'll find copies of his new volume of selected poems, Call It Thought, published by Carcanet, at our bookstall. Robert Creeley has said of Rodfer's four lectures, "Grab it, it's possibly the last real sense you'll be offered." And Rod Mengham has described this most intensely American of poets as also the most European. But you've come to hear these three poets, not to hear me talking about them. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand over, first of all, to Tom Chivers.